much for coming to my recital tonight. This is the first time I've ever done a recital where all of the composers were still alive. The oldest composer was born in 1955, as you probably can see in your program.
And that wasn't me.
I have the really good fortune of working with incredible colleagues both here and in my, my summer job, which is up at Interlochen Arts Camp in Interlochen, Michigan. And this past summer, I met Amanda Harbert, who is the composer of this sonata and Birding in the Palisades, which is later in the program. And she is an incredible, incredible composer, a really warm person, and I've really enjoyed getting to know her. We connected right away last summer when we were performing this sonata that I'm just about to perform with her. And I've asked her to say just a couple words about the piece, so without further ado, Amanda.
Thanks, Doug. I'm so happy to be here tonight and with my very good friend Doug and with you guys tonight sharing my music. A quick word about the sonata. I wrote this piece in 2015. It was sort of a dramatic writing process in that for about 2 years I didn't like anything I wrote and I was very frustrated and everything, nothing was coming easily. And it was in August when I learned of the passing away of a close friend of mine, and I sort of fell back on the piano a little bit and happened to play that low fifth between the F and the B flat, and from those two notes the entire piece emerged. And I very quickly wrote this opening. And in the first three notes of the right hand, which really are motivically are throughout the whole piece. So that's an interesting word for anybody who's interested in composition or likes to think about the process.